listening to the Girls Get Off podcast, an R18 podcast on all things female pleasure. Think girl talk, but real girl talk, where we chat all things masty, self-loving, sex, orgasms, and more. Nothing is off limits, which means you get all the secrets, even our guests' BFFs don't know. We're on a mission to make talking about getting off as fun as actually doing it. Ready to join the Mastination? Let's get into it.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Girls Get Off podcast. How are you, Viv? Viv's been like, God, bloody marathon running and stuff since we've talked to last.
I know, we've missed a couple of weeks on the podcast. We've been here, there, and everywhere. Well, I have been anyway, and I'm feeling good. I'm back. I'm excited. I spent time in Japan. Everyone told me Japan's amazing. The food's so good. It's like such a cool experience, and I didn't really think much of it. Until I got there and I thought, I get it now. I understand what they mean. I feel like I have a whole new appreciation for Asian tourists who walk around and like take photos of stuff, because that was me, you know, in reverse, like taking videos of people walking their dogs and prams at the park, or like just in 7-Eleven. Like, it was just hilarious. I had such a good time.
Yeah. And you ran a marathon while you were there. So fun. So fun.
And ran the marathon. That was also a highlight. Oh, such a game changer. That was wicked.
Yeah, Viv is definitely the runner out of the two of us, because I will not be doing that.
I love it. What's been happening with you, Jo? Any dates? You had someone slide into our DMs, and didn't someone slide into our DMs?
That was into mine. It was so creepy. Like,
what did they say?
Do you drive a V-dub? Like, no profile picture, no nothing, just like no context behind it. I'm like, ugh, like giving the creeps. Please don't be creepy, people.
Yeah, a little bit of context would have gone a long way in that situation. And it was like a Chris7875, like randomly generated username as well, wasn't it? It's not like it was someone's profile.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, fun. Can't wait to attract like the good humans one day. We'll get there.
I love it. And today we wanted to do a podcast all about the product that is kicking off right now. I don't think Dee Dee went off, right? And Dee Dee is still getting amazing reviews. She's super popular. But this is unlike any product we've ever launched before.
No, it's wild. And where do I even start? We knew it was a big issue for people, right? So we developed this product with our audience in mind. And, well, I guess we do that with all our products, but you know what I mean? Like, this was specifically to solve a problem, and that was lack of libido.
I think we asked the question, we asked this on stories like 2 years ago, like this was a long time ago, and we said to everyone, like, what's the one thing that would improve your sex life? And other than people replying and saying someone to have sex with, or if my husband did the dishes, everyone was like, libido. Like, I've got huge struggles with libido after kids, libido after being on different medication. Like, it's such
hubby's
libido, such a huge problem.
Yeah. And so this is when we started working on it. We knew then that, okay, this is something our audience needed, and it has been 2 years in the making. And yeah, we went, a lot of research went into it, and initially, you know, like, to keep with the fun brand stuff, we wanted to do gummies and, you know, just something nicer about chewing a sweet gummy rather than swallowing tablets. But surprisingly, we found out that to get the like amount of ingredients we needed, because first of all, we wanted this product to work, right? Like, no point.
Yeah.
Like, for us, that was the biggest thing. And so we needed the level of ingredients that all the studies and research were behind. And it's just impossible to get that amount into gummies. Like, impossible. Say we needed, I think the formulation was like 800 milligrams per tablet or something we needed. And they were pushing to get 150 milligrams or something into a gummy. Like, that's how big of a difference it was. Yeah, because gummies just,
you can't smush enough ingredients into the gummy.
Yeah, totally. And keep it gummy-fied.
Yeah. And then we also looked at, like, you had the idea for those like heart-shaped effervescent little, you know, like a Barocca but in a heart shape, because we had those Love Heart lollies years and years ago. I think we did a promo with them, didn't we? And we thought, oh, that'd be so cool. You could have that in the morning. And that one didn't pan out either.
Yeah, I don't know what happened with that, but I'd just prefer to down a couple of tablets, you know, rather than have to have a certain drink every morning.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I find it easier to do that. Yeah, so 2 years later, thanks to the legend Chris from Brand Nation / has a, what do they call it, like a supplement manufacturing thing, and came, rescued us again. I don't know.
Well, like over the 2 years, we worked with specific people who formulate products like this to make sure that it's all ready for market, make sure you have the best ingredients, make sure it's going to be as effective as possible. So that's where throughout the process we were going, what form do we want this to be in? You know, for example, gummy or so on, but also what ingredients do we want? And what we then did was go and talk to people who could actually make it for us. And so Chris has been a legend. But one of the things about the process, which I thought was really interesting, and I think that that rings true in a lot of other areas, is there would be different ingredients, and maca is one of those, as an example, that's in our current product, where to find an ingredient and put it in a libido capsule, to then be able to say this supports libido for women, you have to have that ingredient at a certain level, and there has to be a certain amount of evidence and research done on that ingredient at the certain levels for you to then go and say, yep, this has got, you know, you can use this product, includes maca, and that will support your libido or blood flow or whatever. Interestingly, there are a lot of ingredients out there and the research hasn't even been done on women. So there's enough research to support a lot of claims around like male libido and desire, but maca is one of those ingredients that's in our product. And although there is like, although there's plenty of evidence for it for men, there's only really limited information on it for women. So we can't specifically say that that specific ingredient is great for women. So it's been a journey, I think, going on that path and being like you, for example, have always said like maca makes you so horny. You don't even have it in smoothies, you know, like it's just.
I know. I was going to say like when we first started this, I was like, oh, just put maca into a capsule. Like that's it. That's all you need, because I actively avoid drinking anything with maca in it. Like it honestly, I can tell if I've ordered, you know, protein smoothie or something from somewhere, an hour later I'll be like, they put maca in that. Like yeah, it worked for me so well. So yeah, surprisingly, this isn't even one of, well, they're all kind of main ingredients to be fair, but yeah, it's only one of quite a few. It's fourth on the list, but yeah, I think the major one is horny goat weed that's in there as well.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's definitely the people we worked with to formulate this were so great because it pulls everything together. Like I think if you just have horny goat weed by itself, you know, like yeah, it might make you feel horny or something, but then we've got like the ginkgo in there too to give you the energy to do something about it. Like I think this is just an all-round. Or was it ginkgo? No, sorry. The ginkgo is a blood circulation, isn't it? Don't worry. I'm not professional here.
I've got it here. So horny goat weed, that's to support for men and women to support kidney energy and sexual desire. We've got ginkgo in there, which is for blood circulation, mental clarity, and general wellness. We've got the Korean ginseng in there, which is for vitality. The maca powder is, again, only really limited studies done on women, so we won't be making any specific female claims with that ingredient, but for men,
great for men,
is traditionally used for vigor and energy, stamina, and sexual health, increased libido with some stress and mood benefits as well. And then you've got ashwagandha too, which is the final ingredient, and it's more to do with stress, helping you relax, maintain and support emotional well-being, and help with relaxation, calm your nerves, possibly helps to maintain and support healthy sexual function, but that's more along the like, you know, relaxing path.
Yeah, which is so important as well, hey?
Yeah.
But I was telling Viv before this, so when I tested it, and we'll go into this a bit later, but I did a bit of a test for it and I didn't go into, it was on our stories and like it kind of took me by surprise a bit and I ended up not going into much detail because, you know, you don't know who's going to be watching our stories and stuff. So I said, oh, I'll go into more detail in this podcast. And then I was reading the blood circulation thing and I'm like, that's it. Like, you can literally feel, I want to say, the blood flowing through your fanny, but like, obviously not like that, but like fanny flutters, like tingles. I was like, I don't know. I reckon it was like walking through a cemetery down there. It was that dead. Like, I haven't felt anything in so long sober. But yeah, and then it, like, all of a sudden, just to feel again. It's wild.
So what did you do for your test though? Because we decided that you're the least horny person at the moment. So you were the guinea pig for the On Stories live testing.
Yeah. Yeah. And so, you know, we based this formula, you know, we had in mind, it's a long-term supplement, right? So it wasn't ever meant to be a quick fix. It's like, you worded it well before, hey.
It's going to take, like, on average, it'll take a month. Like, if everyone's really different, it may support your libido. It may not work for everyone, but on average, it's going to take a month to work. So we didn't expect anything until that month mark.
Yeah. Yeah. So I did a chart. I guess I was more hopeful and thought 3 weeks. I'm like, surely after 3 weeks, I'm going to be feeling something. So I did this chart on a board and I did 21 days, did certain testers that I was going to be doing each day. And one was just how I felt when I woke up, like just the initial feeling, which was always at a zero. Number two was the SG effect. Go and follow the love drive, Sean Galanos, who we end up mentioning on every freaking podcast.
Who can I? Yeah, we'll circle back to that one. Keep going.
Yeah, you'll know why he's on there. And then what else was on there? Oh, erotica. I had to watch some erotica or read some erotica each day and then give it an overall score. So day one was like zero. Sean Galanos got like, oh, and the erotica, like, a slight bit of feeling and then nothing out of the ordinary. Woke up day two, nothing out of the ordinary, still a zero. Still, that day Sean had posted something ridiculously. I don't know. It got him an extra point anyway. And then on day two, I hit lunchtime and like somebody wrote in review and they said, I literally felt the drip. And do you remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, no joke. I forget what I was doing, but I was just like, that's me getting wet. Like, you could literally feel the difference. And for somebody that has not had any feeling in years, like, it's just like a standout, you know? Like, anyway, so yeah, that girl wasn't lying. I totally believe that she legit felt a drip.
That's so funny. And then what about day three?
Just reading my board, sorry. We'll cut that pause out. Day three, I decided to battle on, didn't I?
Yeah.
And I woke up. So I woke up still. I woke up. I had a lot going on and I was like, you know, I think that's normal. I got to test it in the weekend because I was woke up in school and go, 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 you know. And then somebody thought it was funny. I did some stories and, oh, Sean, that's right. I went to watch Sean's thing and I did stories and I was like, I feel like a real creep now. I don't actually want to just look at him to see if I get horny. Like this, it just felt creepy. What are you going to say?
What day did he post the get ready with me? And he, like, one of the frames was him walking away from the bedroom with his bum.
Yeah, that was 2 days after. After this. So on this day, I posted a story and I'm like, come on, guys, give me some other inspo that I can do instead of the Sean Galanos effect because I feel creepy. And anyway, somebody wrote in and sent a photo and I was like, okay, now I'm wet. I couldn't even score it out of 10. But anyway, then
are you talking about some random sent you a photo or are you talking about the photo that Sean sent?
No, I was getting back to the Sean thing. That was somebody from, somebody sent us a DM with a video of, I don't know,
it
some
was the
account.
Wood chopper. Yeah, that's right. People were sending some, you like wood chopper accounts, different
yeah,
shifts.
Yeah, and they were just being assholes basically trying to, you know, because I didn't need any help at that stage. I was trying to concentrate. Anyway, then I notice SG in the bloody DMs. And I was like, I am not reading this. Oh my gosh, I'm so mortified. I went back. He had seen all the stories, including the one that I'm like, I feel like a creeper. Yeah, so he'd gone back and looked at everything and then slid into the DMs, which I was too scared to look at. I was waiting for Viv, but I think were you at T-Swift?
Yeah, I was out or something and I said, sorry, you're on your own. I'm out.
I know. And then so at 3 a.m. I somehow got the courage to open these DMs and he had kindly sent a little help.
He sent a photo
exclusive
and
exclusive content.
He sent some exclusive content and said for your eyes only or something, didn't he?
Yeah. And then 2 days later he did like a get ready with me reel. And Viv was like, oh gosh.
Because I think by that stage, I think we were having a call one day and I said, like, are you going to do the libido stories or how horny are you or something? And you said, I'm not doing it anymore. I can't do it.
I know. Day four was it. I was like, I honestly got to the stage where I was going to make bad life choices. So I don't know. There was a painter at my house and I'm talking to this painter and I'm like, I think I got in the car after and I said your message, didn't I? I was like, I literally don't know whether I was just horny or the painter's hot. Like, I don't know. And then day four, I was freaking trying to stalk who this painter was. Like, I'm literally looking up all these painting companies trying to find out who this painter was. And I was like, I don't have time for this. Like, this is not me getting ahead in life right now. And the last thing I need, the last thing I want. And so I was like, nah. So, Can you imagine if I started talking to anyone right now? Like, I don't have time for myself. Oh,
I love it. So that's where that is where the experiment ended, essentially.
Yes, 100%.
Yeah.
100%. Yeah, I was committed and I was going to take one for the team and carry on. But I'm like, nah, not to the extent where it's going to, like, fuck up my life.
I think what you said to me was, I said, what bad life choices are you going to make? And you were like, I was about to start downloading dating apps. Like, you're about to go for it.
Yeah. Yeah. But the thing is, I think it took, people were asking, did it just, when you stopped taking them, did it just end? And the answer is no. I'm pretty back, like, this was a couple of weeks ago now. And I'd say I'm pretty much back to normal now, but it's like muscle memory or something, right? Like, now that it's kind of like had its little flicker on, it's just kind of reignited something. But I'm still like, I'm not feeling like I was when I was taking them. Like, that was stupid. But great selling I'm doing.
And I think that's why, like, we've been posting a lot of reviews where people have started to feel the effects in 3 days, 4 days, a week, 2 weeks. But then we've also had people freaking out in the DMs saying, like, I've been taking them for 2 weeks and I'm not feeling anything. So I feel like it's just a good reminder there that everyone is so different. And on average, it's going to take a month for them to start working. But we are seeing a lot of people who would, like, just cracking on from the get-go.
Yeah, and I think there was somebody it was a bit bittersweet. She was similar to me. She was kind of like fucked off, but that they're working so well, but hubby's happy. And I was like, I get it. It's like,
I know, someone messaged in the DMs the other day, and a mutual friend of ours, and said, oh my gosh, I'm actually worried we're gonna have a third baby now. And she's like, and someone else DM'd, I haven't shared it to story.
Who was that?
I'll tell you later.
Share it with me.
Yeah, I'll tell you later. And then the other day, someone messaged saying, you're going to have lots of babies called Viv and Joe in 2025 because people are out there doing it.
Watch those names spike. Yeah, that's so funny.
And I also wanted to talk about the different reasons why people might be experiencing a drop in libido. And I think sometimes, you know, there's a lot of external factors, but from what we know from our audience, there's like this whole, like, I think sometimes people message and go, oh, I'm kind of, like, I've kind of had a drop in libido because of this reason. And, you know, our response is always like, that is so normal. You know, there's PCOS, menopause, perimenopause, sertraline, like you've been taking, Joe. There's just like an array of different reasons as to why it might be happening.
Yeah, I think anxiety, depression meds are probably the biggest. Hey, like that's, they even warned me, I think when I was going on sertraline, I've been on sertraline a few years, and they even warned me at the time that it, you know, most probably going to affect that. And, you know, I was single, don't care. It's like, sweet, just get rid of this anxiety. So, yeah, I, wild. But that was one of the reasons why I thought it was going to, you know, take weeks.
And I think especially when you've had especially when you have that comparison as well. Like, I feel like everyone's so different in general, and maybe some people aren't horny all the time. But if you've come from a place where you were getting it on lots with your partner and then something has changed for whatever reason, I feel like that makes it even harder.
Yeah, I think a lot of that, we hear that a lot, hey, even just from like kids and just life, that it's so, oh, how many people honestly say they used to have a, they used to have a great sex life, but now it's gone down. Like, just so many external factors, like so many things contribute to it. And I feel like, yeah, I was just the best tester at the time, because I swear I had so many of those things going on, like just exhaustion, kids 24/7, you know, like sertraline. So no, we are getting perimenopausal women and women going through menopause and polycystic ovaries, we are getting them to test, because it was great to know that, you know, like, okay, I'm taking sertraline, and this, obviously they're checking with their doctors and everything first, you know, like in case they're on other meds or whatever, or if they are on other meds. But no, it'll be good to see just how far this little tablet can help.
And when we were doing all the research and looking at all the other options on the market, there aren't, like, this is such a big issue, but there aren't, there's not really anything that's really well marketed. There's some on the market here. And when we were having our formulators look at it, they were like, actually, that product shouldn't even be targeted towards women, because the ingredients in it don't actually have the supporting evidence to say, like, they have the supporting evidence for men, but not for women. Or there's, you know, there's the odd product, or you might be able to buy like horny goat weed on its own in some places. But in terms of like putting together a really comprehensive formula at the levels that we've done, there's not much on the market. Ours is completely different to anything that's out there.
Yeah, but it was like, as you say, it was so important that we, you know, smushed as much of that good stuff that's gonna, fingers crossed, work for you.
Yeah, and that's actually
into those tablets.
Yeah, and it leads us to a good point. Like, some people have made the comment around like, oh, this is really expensive, how come it costs so much. And I will say, for that reason, because we've used high quality ingredients at such high doses. And it's all, there's also another reason in there as to why we won't do like sample packets or anything smaller than the bags that are like a month's worth at the moment, because we don't want to sell you 10 pills or something and then you think it not works, but really it takes on average a month to work. So we've had a few questions about that as well, so just clearing the air there too.
Yeah, I also had a comment the other day that, oh, that's so cheap. I was like, oh, lots of people are saying it's more expensive than they thought, and they were like, huh, cheaper than a night out, and I only get one good time a month. And I was like, okay, fair call.
Yeah, and look, and again, I think it's like our toys, right? There's a lot of people will say that's really expensive, but then if you look at the market as a whole, there's actually products on the market that are like $99 a month, not the price that we've got Afternoon Delight is at it right now. You might be comparing it to something that is at the pharmacy or the supermarket that, again, when you look at those ingredients, it's not really comparable.
Yeah, for us, it was a product that worked over anything. So we have done the best that we could.
Yay. And you can get them online now at girlsgetoff.com.au or .co.nz, wherever you are shipping to.
If this is released in 3 days, yeah, that statement is accurate, because we are currently sold out. But no, yeah, can't wait to see where these are going to take us. It feels good having people so excited about it.
And if you are taking them already and you have some feedback for us, or you want to leave us a review and you want to give us a photo of you holding the bag of afternoon delighters as well, we're still looking for a few more reviewers that we can use in some of our advertising, and I'll send you a month's supply for free. Just send us a DM on Instagram and yeah, we can go from there.
Amazing.
Yay.
Cool. Thanks for listening, guys. We'll see you back here next week.
Stay horny.
Love it.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the Girls Get Off podcast. If you want to hear more from us, you can check us out on Instagram at Girls Get Off, our Facebook group, Girls Get Off Uncensored, or for any of our products, girlsgetoff.com, and our personal Instagrams are linked in the show notes.